But when we were going to school at Henrietta, there was a creek and then a great high bluff. And there's a
bluff, that means just a cliff, right?
A cliff. We call them bluffs.
You call them bluffs.
There was a great hall of water. Everybody called it the Blue Spring.
The Blue Spring.
And they, of course, told us it didn't have no bottom to it.
Was it bigger than Hill's Mill out here?
Which way?
Have you been out to Hill's Mill before? Is it Hill's Mill out there? Out in the country then, towards the Duffy Mill. With a real big water hole.
But this hole of water was big around this room. And
was it a swimming hole?
No, it wasn't. Everybody was afraid of quicksand.
Afraid of how deep it was.
Folks used to get radios and things to put on. If something could sink, you'd never see it.
Never see it again. It just go out.
And they say that Blue Spring's still there. I just wish she was out somewhere when he was driving.
To go look for that Blue Spring.
They called it the Blue Spring.
The Blue Spring. And were there any creeks around it or feeding into it?
There was a creek. It passed on down. And this Blue Spring sat kind of the back of it. And everybody claimed it didn't have no bottom to it. That doesn't sound reasonable now, but it did then.
Yeah, I bet it did.
But there was a lot of creeks up there. Two McAdoo creeks. And I know they call it some Brush Creek, I believe, or something. It was small, but there's a little McAdoo and a big McAdoo. And I don't remember which one he got to first coming towards Clarksville. But between them two creeks.
Those are still there because the 48th, the road goes right over one of them. I can't remember whether it's little or big.
Well, the Class 10 church sits across one of them creeks. And at that time there was a swinging bridge across it. Now I don't know what it's like. Of course, there may be a concrete bridge or something now. But the Presbyterian church was there. That was kind of Freedom Church. There was no church right after Freedom. And then there was a Baptist church at Henrietta. And there was a Methodist church at Sandy Grove. There was little villages, you know, between Freedom lived with like public square down here.
Is that right?
I tried to picture out drawing how it would look, but I couldn't figure it out. But I do know this road run west going east towards Nashville. And it passed, and this square sit back this way. It passed this store, and then on this square was the Masonic Temple, the doctor's office, and another family lived right in the corner of the Hickory Point Road in that square. And then across Hickory Point Road, that's where the telephone exchange was. And his daughter was operator. She was operator to where they built a Realness telephone station in there now. But he stayed in the Sanders' house for years. And Vivian was operator.